You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Sticking with expansionary conversations, we got a press release along with a big announcement today that there would be a new joint venture for a local manufacturing facility that would be spearheaded by Toyota South Africa. It would be a 1.1 billion rand facility, and we're going to look into exactly what that means for South Africa, for the South African economy and for investments. I'm joined on the line by Andrew Kirby, President and CEO of Toyota South Africa. Good evening, Andrew. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about this latest announcement. I mean, I caught the press release, but some of our listeners may not have heard that, so I'd love for them to hear it from your side.
No, thank you, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Yeah, we're very pleased we've been able to announce this new component parts supplier being brought to South Africa. It's a joint venture between Ogihara Thailand and Toyota Tsusho Africa, and they will be establishing a metal pressings factory in the Dubai Trade Port in Durban, and supplying into our production line in the South Basin for Hilux and Fortuner models. And I think the real nice story behind this is the fact that we're going to be localizing parts, creating jobs, and bringing a lot of value to the South African economy.
Before we look at the jobs and the economy, Andrew, I want to look at the significance of the timing. It's 2024. Toyota started in South Africa not in 1994, but in fact in 1964. So it's been 60 years of having facilities here, working through here. Take me through the significance of this particular year to do this and the deepening of those relationships.
Absolutely. You know, with each generation of model, we've been trying to increase our local content. And I think as our volumes have expanded and we've been able to deepen the supply chain in South Africa, we've always been looking at opportunities. The current program with ABDP does really support localization. And we have over each generation being very aggressive in trying to bring new technology suppliers to South Africa. Now, of course, the economy is not that good at the moment. Volumes are not that encouraging, but these projects take years in the making, and we're doing this for the long term. So we've been working on this for the last 2 years fairly actively, and we're going to be actually localizing parts for the current model. That's a little bit unusual. Normally, you wait until a new generation vehicle is going to be launched, and then you do the localization at that point. But in this point, we're doing it in a staggered way. We'll localize these parts and over the next few years bring more and more parts through the facilities. So it's very important. It helps us to be more competitive as well. It creates a more resilient operator for us because we're not as exposed to supply chain disruptions, and creates a bit of a forex hedge for us as well.
Andrew, let's look at the job side of it that you mentioned. The operation is expected to come online by next year, this time around next year, June-ish. Take me through the impact this is expected to have on jobs, on communities. I mean, 1.1 billion rand as an investment is no small amount, and obviously this is going to go towards making things better.
Yes, exactly. So we'll start off with a few parts and ramp up fairly quickly. So by 2026, we'll have 114 parts localized. I think to put that in perspective, we are normally importing these parts. So this is very good for ArcelorMittal. They joined us today as well. So we'll be sourcing the steel locally. And we'll be purchasing these parts to the tune of about 700 million rand a year. So that's 700 million rand that would have been spent on importing parts that we're now spending just on the components themselves in the local economy. There'll be 250 direct jobs created, but over 1,000 indirect jobs created. And of course, I'm not counting all the other ancillary suppliers and services that would be, you know, supplying this little operation at the Dubai Trade Port. So it really has a very nice impact on KwaZulu-Natal, on the Durban area. Of course, it helps us as well in terms of making these parts a little bit more competitive.
Speaking of that Dubai Trade Port, Andrew, I want to look at the role of these special economic zones that have been established. The Dubai Trade Port is one such example of that. I want to get your thoughts on that from an international perspective. I mean, we've definitely seen a growing and concerted effort to drive more investment into South Africa. Would you say setting up these sort of special economic zones has proven to be more beneficial? I mean, you've been at Toyota for many, many years, even before these SEZs existed. Or is this a good thing to sort of look at perhaps for other regions and other types of projects?
Yes, I think it is, and it really has helped to be able to attract this foreign investment. I do think there are two parts to it, though. Obviously, the SEZ does provide some tax reliefs, cost benefits, but by having a partner like Toyota Tsusho that actually takes local responsibility for the site construction, for the management of the operations, that in hand has been able to then attract something like a global supplier to come to South Africa. It just smooths the way. So I think the way forward is that type of partnership between the SEZ benefits and a local player that can really help to manage our local environment, which, as we all know, can be a bit challenging at times.
Andrew, with the launch of this facility, once everything is operational, obviously there will be benefits into South Africa and things we no longer have to import. Does this also mean that we can start to explore localizing other parts and components for export purposes? So now expanding the operation to then say we've now got the local side of it sorted, we actually can add more value, add more jobs by doing other parts for other areas.
Oh, it's a good question. We have aspirations to expand the localization to our Corolla Cross model as well in the near future. And we have built the facility so that it has significant capacity for expansion, even to be able to provide the other manufacturers and other brands, because the more scale going through these factories, the better. So this doesn't only have to be dedicated to Toyota in the future. Exporting is a little bit trickier. We bring in 3 containers a day just for these parts at the moment, 40-foot containers. So one can understand the volume. And obviously, that's proven fairly expensive. There's also a carbon footprint behind that. So to try and now export these parts, obviously, importing countries would have the same concerns we have. But it's definitely something that's possible, perhaps to South America, where they are also looking to increase south-to-south trade. But that's not something we've looked at too intently at the moment, but I think it is an opportunity.
There's always opportunity, and it's good to see investment coming into the country. It's been much needed. I think we'll leave it at that. Thanks for the time and for the insights, Andrew. Wish you a safe journey. Andrew Kirby, President and CEO of Toyota South Africa, on the latest announcement of that 1.1 billion rand local manufacturing joint venture facility that they have entered into that will serve local communities in the Dubai Trade Port area.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.